from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Pocket. Yeah, I'm counting. Bear down. Bear down. I know it wasn't finished, the Hall of Fame game. In fact, I had stopped watching my beloved Bears before it actually was called. It's called due to severe thunderstorms and lightning last night in Canton, the Hall of Fame game. My Bears were on top when it was called. So we get the win. It's preseason. Caleb Williams was not playing. None of the starters were. Although, I'll tell you what, Texans are loaded. We'll talk more about that. You may think I'm going to come on here and talk Bears today. Not really going to do that. We are going to talk about those funky kickoff rules that I'm not understanding yet. I'm going to need a little more time for those to sink in with me and for that to get natural. And we probably will talk about what, I don't know, I look at the depth that the Texans have. They didn't have Stroud and their stars out there either. You see Cam Akers coming off the mend? He looked good.
Yeah.
And he's going to be behind Joe Mixon. They're loaded at a bunch of positions. They're bringing Stephon Diggs. I think they may meet these new high expectations that everybody's got floating around them. Maybe even a contender. Maybe even a true contender in the AFC. That's another step up. We'll have to see. But obviously, I think they're here to stay as contenders. We'll see.
Yeah, they definitely have a ton of pieces, man. And even like their backup receivers, you know, the Hutchinson kid,
yeah.
Stover tight end, who was making some big catches last night. Like, they're deep. They got playmakers all over the field. So,
man, Akers looks fresh for a guy coming off of another, career-threatening injury.
I mean, that's a hell of a running back room, right? You have Mixon,
him and Mixon,
Pierce.
Definitely upgraded from what they had last year, which was what, Motor, Singletary?
Yeah. Yeah, so you got now.
They got a run game now.
You got three dudes, really, that can do it as starters. Damian Pierce, Mixon, and now Akers, if he's healthy.
They're dangerous.
Yeah, they are. They are, and they're priced appropriately so.
And I'm not buying folks that are coming around here saying, well, watch out for the Colts. That is, to me, they're the clear-cut favorite. They're going to run away with it, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Texans are in a much better position to do that. I mean, they have the, you know, they're proven at quarterback, whereas it's sort of a projection with Anthony. And again, it's priced like so.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, the Texans are the favorite in the division. Their win total is 9.5. C.J. Stroud's probably fifth or sixth in odds for MVP. So it's priced appropriately. But we shall see. It should be a fun season. And they showed, you know, in terms of their skill position, what they've got last night. Game was called. No reason to get, you know, wait that out, right? It's a preseason game. But, I mean, you have a third-string quarterback.
If we want to.
Yeah. Are you sure he's not going to be the backup, man?
No, Bajan's probably too dug in, so I was telling you. Bajan played last year. My guess is if we don't carry three, Rippon's going to be on somebody's practice squad or somebody's backup. Looked like a pretty good backup to me out of Boise State. Nephew of Mark.
Yeah, man.
You're slanging that thing. Come on, dude. You're doing it against third and fourth stringers. You got to be careful.
I know, but Tyson didn't look good, though.
I mean, he Rippon's been around a little bit already.
Yeah. I mean, I assume that he's going to be the backup, but I think it's close. I think it's close. I really do. I mean,
let me tell you something. It doesn't matter.
I mean, that's true. It doesn't matter. That's what I heard Troy Aikman saying. He wished Caleb would have played. He wished that.
He wants to see him because Troy Aikman is one of the many quarterback experts,
yeah.
I guess we call him, that is very high and thinks that Caleb is going to meet expectations. Mm-hmm. So he wanted to see him last night.
Yeah, he did. He did not get him. He'll play eventually. He'll play in one.
My guess
of the
is next week.
Okay, so will that be his only appearance?
Oh, no. They'll spread it out. Remember, this is a bonus game. Most teams have three, just like the rookie quarterbacks last year. It's three games.
Yep.
And so their 45 to 55 snaps were over three games. That's the same thing the Bears are thinking.
Exactly.
Is that throw this one away. It's a bonus game. We'll figure it out over the next three. Yeah, my guess is he plays next week. I think it's Buffalo.
Yeah, got to remember that part of it. But yes, it was nice to have football back last night, no question about it. First NFL bet of the season is a winner for me. First half over. Thank God it was the first half. Full game would not have gotten home because of the cancellation.
And that was ripping for you?
It was.
That would put you over the top?
Although your Bears contributed with two tutties.
Okay.
It was 17-14 at half.
Yeah.
So it wasn't even close. I mean, the total was 15.5. It wasn't even close.
Okay. It had already gone over.
Davis Mills came out on that first touchdown drive. I mean, that's when I was like, all right, if this is what we're working with, I'm getting this home for sure on this opening touchdown drive.
He cut us up a little bit.
Yeah, he did. He did. But no, it was a fun game. It was good to see NFL football back on the tube. And we'll get the full week, obviously, starting Thursday.
Man, Devin Hester looks like he's young enough to still go out there and do it.
Most of those dudes kind of did.
Me in some of those Hall of Fame interviews.
Yeah, Freeney looked good.
Freeney looked good.
You know, Pat Willis looked
Hester
good.
Hester didn't have a gray hair on him, though. And I guess it's relatively quickly after his career ended.
Yeah.
That's the difference maybe for him.
Yeah, he just looks so different when it's not the dreads, right? Or the braids?
Yeah. Well, he's had this low cut for a while, but he does, if that's how you remember him. But he's had this little low cut for a minute.
Yeah. I remember when he was doing, when he had the kicks, it was the dreads, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Devin Hester that I remember, man. You wouldn't see nothing but the back.
Best ever.
With Devin Hester. But no, it was a good night last night. Here's what we have coming up on the show today. Looking forward to it. Thaddeus Young, the great Thaddeus Young. NBA player, longtime NBA player, Memphian, will join us on the show to obviously discuss the topic of the day, which is an egregious omission, no doubt about it, at least according to me. Maybe not according to everybody on the panel, but according
to me. Some have pushed back.
Yeah, some have pushed back. Now, obviously, as I've said a million times, I flubbed this up. I didn't have him on my ballot. However, that would not have been enough, even if he was on my ballot, to get him on this list. It was not just me that would have had to have him on the list.
Shame.
It would have been everybody else, right?
Shame.
Or at least somebody would have had to have him high, right? So even if, let's say I had him at 11 or 10 or whatever, you know,
it wasn't just you.
That is correct. Yep. It was not.
Shame.
But again, I do hold myself accountable, and that was a mistake. That was a mistake on my part.
We appreciate you doing that.
Yes.
We haven't seen it across the board.
That's right. Some people don't feel the need to be accountable.
And some people that might think I've dragged Thad on here to do this. It's not true.
Yeah.
Thad reached out.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll find out what the feeling is.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, not on this list. That's crazy.
Which I agree.
And then I asked him, you know, hey, you want to come on and talk about it? Yeah, sure thing.
Yeah.
And so I think Thad's headed off to Disney.
Okay.
So he can't be too concerned.
Right.
He's taking the families to Disney. But it's a good time to check in, too. Hey, the new Shoe 360 place has opened up with Reform. We got the new building. Thad's obviously the major guy behind that. So there's a lot to talk with Thad about, including the 17-year career that the Daily Memphian seems to have just forgotten about.
And now, he's a free agent.
Remind them.
He's a free agent.
I think so. I think so currently. Probably has some, my guess is he's got some 1 years on the table.
Okay.
You know.
I guess we can ask him.
We can ask him. I don't guess he's... If he was considering retirement, we probably already know it.
Well,
I guess he's going to continue to play, and probably on these 1 years, the guy's 17, 18 years.
He's not coming on the show today to announce his retirement.
I think he's coming on the show today to talk to you.
Okay.
As a representative of the DM. Now, look, I expect low-key Thad, the Thad we've always seen, sort of. I compared him, John, and you to Reverend Ike, to Isaac Bruce. You know, he wasn't the rah-rah guy, and maybe that's a little bit of why we forget about old Thad, don't we, Brad? But we're going to remind folks.
I don't. The Daily Memphian does. But Brad Carson does not.
So back to the point. And again, this is not to beat up John, because John has been. Let's pat John on the back here. He's been accountable. John said, I haven't heard a lot from that. And to his point, John couldn't have just got him on by himself. They dropped the ball. This is not a John dropped the ball. They dropped the ball.
The Daily Memphian.
Back to the point. My guess is they're going to come on here and be pretty cool. Probably his wife cares more than he does. But I don't know, man. He might come on here and cook us. Thad might think I work for the Daily Memphian.
No, I think
because I mean he's kind of he doesn't know. I don't think he's that glued in.
Well, I think
he might want to go off on both of us, is what I'm saying. How do you, Jason? How you not get me on there? So who knows? It'll be good radio. We're talking to a 17-year NBA veteran.
Yes,
McDonald's All-American. Don't you ever forget it.
That's right. That's right. So he'll join us in the next segment. And then at 1:25, we'll talk to Adam Chernoff, our friend from Right Angle Sports.
Just as excited to talk to Adam after that Bears win last night.
Yeah, there's a lot to touch on. A couple injuries throughout training camp. DeAndre Hopkins going to be out for quite a while.
Titans getting more bad news.
Yes.
Guess what? They
that's brutal.
They got to play us week one.
Oh,
that's right. So, what was it, 4 to 6 weeks?
Yep.
You know, even if we see Hopkins, is it going to be good Hopkins?
No.
That's big for your opener.
Justin Herbert has a weird injury. He's going to miss some time. They say he's going to be ready for the regular season, but it's a foot injury. I mean, it keeps popping up for him.
Got that boot on.
So we'll talk to him about that. Also, Sam Williams out for the year for the Dallas Cowboys. So the news just keeps getting really bad. I don't know if you saw that video of Zeke Elliott.
I did not.
There's a drill he's doing in Dallas training camp.
Burpees?
No, it's like a run-through contact with, like, some devices, right?
Okay.
And, bro, he looks...
unbelievable.
No, he looks like he's 50 years old.
What? I thought you were going to say he looks like Adrian Peterson or something.
No, you got to find it. You got to find it. Because he goes through this thing, and as soon as he's done, he basically pulls over to the side and puts his hands on his knees and sits there. Like, I'm dead serious.
Like he's been working at Popeye's all day.
Bro, he looks just like that.
Wow.
He looks just like that. And
dang.
Folks saw that video and they're like, yep.
Oh, I need to go check that out.
Eight wins. I mean, for real.
Y'all need to back off. I'm going to go ahead and say it. My Cowboys, because it's starting to feel like an attack. Everybody's just written them off to die.
Well, we'll talk to...
we got to do something to running back, though. We're going to need some help.
Yeah, man. You really, for real. I mean, y'all, they're the ones that should have gone and got Cam Akers. I mean,
especially as fresh as he looks.
Yeah, like, y'all need some juice in that running back room. So, anyway.
Ain't much.
We'll talk to Adam Chernoff about that at 1:25. So, that's the show today here on a Friday. Looking forward to it. I'm watching, I'm watching Spain and Canada. And Dwayne Wade and Noah Eagle are on the call. And Dwayne Wade references a quote from Ja Morant's agent, Mike Miller. From Let It Fly team. And first of all, before we get into what Dwayne Wade says, let's listen to the quote from Mike Miller from podcast.
If I didn't ask, Ja's summer. What's the summer look like? How's he doing? How's he feeling? How ready is he? I saw he was cleared for 5-on-5.
This guy's a freaking good. He's really good at his job.
I saw he was cleared for 5-on-5.
I'm telling you guys right now, Ja Morant is coming for all the work this year. All of it. How soon they forget.
Man.
That's all we need.
How soon they forget. Oh, buddy.
No better source on the John Ram mindset.
How soon they forget. That's all I'll say. He's about to come for it.
There you go. He's coming for it. That's
I can tell he's really smiling big as he's.
Yes,
I can't see him, but I can hear it.
Yes.
I can hear him smiling.
Yeah, so he's.
Like a Cheshire cat.
It's almost like a warning shot in a way. You know, like Ja's coming for all the work.
All the work. So we changed it.
Yeah, he didn't say the smoke.
Right. It almost sounded same. Changed out, though, different phrase.
Yes, he did. Which,
don't
you know,
do that.
You know, right. I think it means the same thing.
No, it doesn't. Does it? It's an entirely different
meaning. I interpreted it to mean the same thing. You're just trying not to,
he wants all the work.
Well, he's going to get all the work. We know that much, you know.
Okay. So, I guess it does mean the same thing in that context.
I mean.
It's not we got to work.
Yeah.
It's he wants that work from y'all.
Right.
So he wants that smoke from y'all.
Right.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, and so...
But it's your agent doing it instead of you.
Exactly, which is better, right?
That is different.
You're not held...
That's different.
You can't hold Ja accountable
now,
for things that Mike
says. Now, did Ja retweet him?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so.
That carries a little weight with me,
actually. Yeah, I think that's the difference, right? You can't hold Ja Morant...
Well, I like that if you let your agent do the talking.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do. You can't let...
Especially at this stage, I agree.
Right, so Dwayne Wade references this.
Okay.
Dwayne Wade references this, and he says in so many words that he believes Mike when he says that he believes that Mike Miller is accurate in the prognostication of Ja Morant coming forth this year. And he basically, you know, calls out the Grizzlies as a team that he's excited to watch in 2024. And that's, again, a lot of people are saying that, right? So that's why I was saying yesterday earlier this week with – No, it was Drew. It was yesterday. Like, it kind of starts to feel like the Grizzlies are the chic team, you know, that everybody's trying to adopt. Like, oh, here come, you know, it's starting to, but I do believe, you know, that it's based and rooted in, you know, accuracy, right? But Dwayne Wade says he's circling the Memphis Grizzlies on this Olympic broadcast as, you know, one of the teams to watch next season, for whatever that's worth.
I mean, we saw in the short sample size last year when he got back, it was almost like, holy cow, we forgot about the Grizzlies. I mean, we saw it as soon as he was beating New Orleans.
6-3 pace.
It was right off top. And literally as we're watching, we're saying, this season's saved. Like, it's going to be fine. But the issue was we didn't get it for the rest of the season. And that, so that's Dwayne, and all of us know it when we see it, and the game changer that he is. The issue now is it's not as much as us talking about it, knowing he can do it, because that's what we're doing. It's him staying out there. And again, set aside the bad decisions. You know, that was the start of your season. It's now staying out there, not allowing, you know, injury to pop up every year. And when you say not allowing, a lot of that's out of your control. That's obvious.
Yep.
But are there adjustments that you can make to allow yourself, again, to knowing how important it is, having watched what you watched last year.
Right.
You know, it ended up being a throwaway season, even though what we've spent a great deal of the time about is talking about the silver lining that you got out there was Vince Williams and Gigi Jackson. In the end, it was a throwaway season. The NBA moved on from you. And so Ja watched that from silent. He gets how much of a part he is of that. And it's not just your decisions that kept you off the floor, but it's also your health.
Yep.
And so whatever you've got to do now, we've seen LeBron this matter too, pours a million. And, you know, you've read the stories every offseason into his body. Michael Jordan changed his body because he couldn't beat the Pistons. Many of the best have gotten to a point in their career where they realize, you know what? Maintaining my body and my health is the most important thing, because if I'm not out there, the whole deck of cards falls.
That's right.
And so that's where we're at now. I'm with Dwayne Wade. I'm with Mike Miller. But the issue is being that game changer for an extended portion of the regular season, and then more importantly, being out there in the playoffs, like unfortunately you weren't against Golden State a couple of years ago. You know, I mean, like you haven't been. Let's be real. It's only 19 playoff games for Ja Morant, and he's missed some of them because of injury. And so that's what's critical now. That's the next phase to me, John.
Mm-hmm.
I know he's going to get back out there and score 40 and have double-digit assist games and get back on SportsCenter. Can you do it for an extended stretch? And really, we need you out there, you know, the whole time.
Right.
For
right.
all the important moments.
No, I mean, that's the next step.
That's where he is in his career.
I agree. It's the next phase and the next step of the maturation for him. He's still young. He's still super young. And still, you know, there are, I don't know how much of his on-court, you know, production that you can reasonably ask. I mean, yeah, three-point percentage, we can sort of pick nits there. But that's just not his game. And it's not where he's going to be at his best. But
well, it's got to be a little bit more cerebral, though, right? It's got to be a little bit more, less contact, more whatever that is. But we can go down the list of how you could do that.
Mm.
But it can't be dunking on everybody every time, right? Because you do have a fall that comes after that. I mean, it has to be. And you've got a guy who can tell you that, John, and Derrick Rose, who can say, look, I had to change the way I play in a way. And, yeah, you know, injury came for me, and I had to change as a result of that.
Yeah.
You've got a chance to change it before that happens. You know, again, not to attack as violently or as recklessly. There's a notch you can bring it down.
Right.
Does that mean not take every dunk or whatever, lay it up? No. I mean, these folks pay money to watch it, and John knows how exciting, you know, those dunks are. But what I'm saying is you can't be trying to dunk on it, you know, Anthony Davis, every time you get a shot, you come down, you're bending up that wrist.
Mm-hmm.
That's the corner I feel like we need to turn. You got guys like Mike Miller telling you that now.
Yeah.
Derrick Rose has told you that for a year and a month, you know, or longer, whatever it is.
Yeah.
To me, that's the next step. That's what I think.
More business decision.
Yeah, you got to move more like a corporation, and that includes taking care of yourself and your body and everything that goes into that.
And off the court too, right?
Remember how Dad, what was Dad saying? What was the phrase about Ja, that he was indestructible? It was almost, remember a couple of years ago, we loved it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Dad basically said he was superhuman. Mm-hmm. You're not.
Right.
You're not. And I think that's what you realize as you get older, that your career and longevity, it's just as much about what you do to preserve your body.
Exactly.
You know, what you're eating and everything else, that becomes a part of it.
Exactly right.
So hopefully we're getting towards that stage.
No, I think that's
so
exactly
he's out
right.
There.
I mean, the question,
we know how good he is and how good he can be.
Yes.
It's about just being out there to do it.
Yeah, the question isn't going to be off the court. The question is going to be health. I mean, that's
without question.
I mean,
because it's now affected major parts of just about every season he's been in.
Exactly. So look, that you know, some of it you can control, maybe, and some of it you can't. Some of it's out of your control, and you also don't want to like ask Ja to lose the spirit of, you know, who he is as a player.
Oh no, I don't think he'll ever do that. I think there are adjustments that can be made.
It's a fine line, but we'll see. We'll see exactly what that looks like in practice. I think Ja's going to probably still try to dunk on everybody, you know, but
can't do it every time, bro.
Maybe he'll
stop with that. I hope having a guy like Mike could tell him that. You want a long career in the NBA, you can cut down on that. I'd say you cut down 25%.
Yeah.
If not more.
Yeah. So, anyway, good stuff. We're still, you know, several months away from the season, but it's nice to, you know, hear good things, you know, around the Ja Morant camp and around the circle here as we get ready in a couple of months here for the preseason. We'll come back. Thad Young gonna join us on the other side, talk to him about his offseason, you know, and what's next for him in the NBA as he gets ready to play. Well, this will be season 18.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
His name's Thaddeus Young. He's a son of Memphis. Phoenix Suns forward, 17-year NBA veteran. Mitchell High standout, then he went to Georgia Tech. McDonald's All-American, he's done it all. He truly has. And he's kind enough to join us now. Thad, how are you, man? We're always talking to Coach Norton Hurd. We get to talk to him, the pleasure of talking to him every Wednesday. We rarely get to talk to the man himself. Thank you for joining us, and how are you?
Hey, appreciate y'all, man. Hey, no problem. You know, you say you want to talk to me more, man. You got my number, man. So, y'all hit me up, whatever.
I figure, you know the deal. I figure you got folks bothering you all the time, so I never want to rattle you. And, of course, all the good things you've got going on, a lot of times, if I don't know about it, we're going to have old Coach Hurd come on and tell us about it. So, you know, it's old smooth not trying to bother you, because I know you got half the world calling you. Now, all of that said, apparently word has gotten back to you, and I'm curious about how it has. The Daily Memphian went about the endeavor of putting together the top 25 athletes of this century, since the turn of the century. Obviously, we've talked a great deal about it this week, Thad, and I even told you a little bit before you came on that, you know, Daily Memphian, the writers, put together a list. My man, your man, John Martin, has been accountable. He has pointed out he did not have you on his ballot and that he should have. We have not sort of gotten the same accountability from all members of the Daily Memphian. I'm just curious, how did you hear about your snub? Because I can only characterize it as that it's a snub.
I mean, you know, we the Daily Memphian, you know what, they've only been around, what, 7-8 years? So, you know, we gonna blame them, you know. You know, but, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I heard about it. My wife actually was saying something about it. and she was pretty pissed about it. Me personally, I went on about my day. Obviously, there's many other things that I have going on that, you know, that I have on my plate that I'm worried about, as opposed to, you know, being a snub on the list. But with that being said, I mean, you know, it is kind of a big slap in the face to know that, you know, I've had, you know, a 17-year career still going to this day, played on the highest level, has done so much for the city, with providing jobs, helping kids get to college, being able to help some kids get to the pros, actually being a teammate of one of the kids that we helped make it to the pros, and, you know, still doing that to this day, and still doing the different things throughout the city, you know, to this day. You know, I still have, you know, deep ties, you know, within the community, and, you know, I think that's the biggest thing, you know, the writers are who they are, and, you know, the community is what they are. And as long as I got the community on my back and you know, listening to those people who I'm actually helping and providing and doing things for and making sure that, you know, not only I'm able to be blessed, but helping bless others, I'm fine. My job is done.
Yeah, the process, Thad, wasn't perfect, man. Not that you care about it, not that it even should have mattered. But by the time I recognized my mistake, and I'm speaking for me, it was just my ballot was in. It was too late to go back in and change it. But it is a mistake, and, you know, I think you do deserve your flowers. And, look, there's some things in terms of criteria, like I don't think the AAU part of it goes into the athletic career, but it doesn't even, you don't even need it, because the, you know, my contention, as I've written about today, I followed up with a piece today that I hope, you know, you'll see, is that I've lost sleep about it, because you deserve your flowers, like I said, and you're going into year 18 in what is undeniably the hardest league in the world to make. I mean, how many great players, Thad, have come through Memphis, whether it's on Team Thad, whether it's on whoever, wherever, and are amazing players, but they're not even in the league. They're not playing a season in the league, you know? So I think that's the part of it that I value. And again, I messed that up. And if I could obviously go back and change it, I would. And you'd be high, bro. Like, you would be high. You'd be top 10 because of that difficulty, bro. So, I know it does. I can't change what happened on the list, but I mean it from the bottom of my heart. I mess that up. And you deserve better from at least me. I can only speak for me, but you deserve better from me.
No, for me, it's no ill will or anything like that. I'm more so, like I said, I'm more so focused on all the things that I have going on outside of basketball, outside of lists and different things like that. Like I said, I'm more focused on figuring out how I can help my community by providing more jobs, providing more outlets and more avenues for people to not only make it to the league, but to become, you know, great businessmen and women, you know, of the future. I mean, we have so many people that come through the city, and with all these different people that come through the city, you know, I want them to have the appropriate knowledge and gain the appropriate opportunities as well, you know, to where they can be able to do things that I'm doing and give back to the community as well. I think that's my biggest focus. You know, like I said, the list, you know, it is what it is. And you know, people make mistakes all the time and people do what they do. And like I said, like, my biggest focus is always going to remain being me being the same person I've been since high school.
So he can come in the new shoot 360, Thad. He can come over to Big Orange Road over there before we're going to let John in. Hey. He's got a new son, Thad, who we know is going to be a shooter, probably won't play much defense, but we're going to let him into the family. We're going to allow them into the family.
Yeah. Look at this man. Hey, everybody's welcome to, you know, come by, you know, the new facility. We have Reform Sports. We just added three more courts. Big facility, right up the street from, the other facility, P7. You know, we have five courts. We're able to provide, you know, data and technology to all our future upcoming basketball players, along with recovery and strength training as well. My biggest thing is I want to be able to create more pros. And how do we do that? We do that by, you know, giving them resources and opportunities where they can come to a building where not only they get, you know, the basketball, but they're getting the actual recovery, fitness, and strength training as well with their technology as far as data.
At what point, Thad, in your career did you decide this was the vision? You know, I know it goes back. Team Thad goes back, and maybe it started as a seed, and you don't see the entire vision until you're going through. But you're going to have a complex over there. Like you said, this is about, you know, turning Memphians, helping them become pros. At what point does that become the mission?
I mean, the mission was always that from day one when we started Team Thad. Mm-hmm. You know, at first, you know, when I first opened up the gym, I just needed a place to kind of work out 24/7, yep, right? When, yep, I come back to the city, you know, you don't want to have to call somebody at midnight to come open the gym. You want to have your own spot. So it went from that to us, you know, creating something that could be really, really special. And it has grown to be that, where we've been able to put pros in the league and put pros overseas and get, you know, over 120 athletes into college, you know, throughout a 10, 12-year period, and be able to help many more. You know, not only do we have that, but, you know, I also have a trucking company that's, you know, getting people jobs and offering dedicated lanes to people as well. So, you know, I've been doing a bunch of different things and just trying to make sure that, like I said, you know, not only am I doing my part, but I'm giving back to the city through a different way, which is creating more opportunities and more jobs for people to be able to make money.
So you were with the Suns last season, at the end of last season. What's up with the NBA journey now? Are you sifting through opportunities? Like, where's everything with that in terms of next season?
Yeah, right now I'm just shuffling through teams. You know, got about 10 teams that has a lot of interest, that, you know, obviously want me to come in and, you know, do the vet role. But I'm also looking at opportunities outside of basketball where, you know, maybe it could possibly be front office work. So, you know, different things. Biggest thing is for me just to kind of figure that part out. I'm also into my family time. You know, my sons now are, you know, just turned 11 and 14. So, you know, I have two kids that's in basketball. They're in heavy, you know, playing for Team Thad right now. So I had a lot of success this summer in growing their games, and, you know, they're getting good rapidly. You know, we train every day. I literally just got done training 10 minutes ago. So, so, you know, we're still putting in time, putting in work, but I'm also trying to help my sons grow their game as well. And when there comes a point in time where you have to focus on family, So for me, you know, if it's not the right opportunity, then, you know, I'm fine with, you know, chilling and working on all the things I have going on outside of basketball. And I'm also fine playing. So whatever happens, happens at this point.
Is it a thing where, like, okay, I want to be a vet. If I'm going to do this and I'm going to, you know, do the 82-game-plus thing and be away from my family, is it one of those things where it's about the status of the team, like in terms of contender or not? Like, what are you valuing in terms of, you know, weighing those opportunities?
For me, it just has to make sense. From a sense standpoint of geographical, okay. you know, obviously a lot of guys want to be in great climate towards the end of their career. Closer to be able to come home, you know, if I need to come home and stuff like that. And then have an opportunity to, you know, groom players. And then also if I decide to go to, you know, a contending team, you know, being a piece that can help with the locker room and also being a piece that can actually step on the court and play when needed to. So for me, you know, there's a lot of different factors, but I think the biggest thing is like, that matters for me is if my family is comfortable with the situation.
Yeah, Heard is listening. He said you got, I don't know how much pull he's got with you, Thad, but he says you got to play at least one more. He wanted you to know this. I have to ask you because you kind of touched on it. Guys that have come through your program that you once saw as, I mean, let's just be real, kids, have now come through. OG Anunoby is one of those guys that you've played with, played against. I guess you get a sense of how long you've been in this league when you've seen kids come up, grow up to be men, and now they're playing in the league and starting, getting contracts. So my question to you with that sort of context is how often now, 17 years in, do you find these young guys coming to you? You know, asking you, sort of picking your brain, not just about, hey, how can I get the contracts and have a 17-year NBA career, but how can I make this money, make money, you know, sort of the way you've done? How can I help my folks back home? How often do you find yourself sort of in that, you know, wise NBA veteran guys coming to you asking you, you know, Thad, how did you do it? I want to do it like you.
All the time. I mean, me and OG, we actually sit next to each other, you know, at the arena and stuff like that. So, and we spend a lot of time together, obviously, you know, just through being on the scene together. So he would come to me all the time asking a bunch of questions. Same thing with like Scotty Barnes and, you know, Zach LaVine, you know, guys that I played with. They were always asking questions all the time about like how to do certain things, what to do, you know, how to figure out, you know, what's the best way to buy this house, or what's the best situation and solution for investing into this business? Should I invest into this business? Just a bunch of different things, because, you know, they see me and then like, not only am I doing the basketball thing, but I'm having these same business conversations while I'm on the bus, or, you know, right after practice, I'm sitting in the lobby or I'm sitting in the business center, you know, sending things off and going back and forth, you know, so, you know, they're seeing me do both sides at a high level, and, you know, I think they got a good sense of respect for, you know, what I'm doing. And I've always been a leader, you know, just tooting to my own horn, not being a follower, and just making sure that, you know, I'm doing the things that I need to do to stay ready and stay prepared for anything that comes about, whether it's basketball or business.
Well, I was going to ask because, you know, and it kind of leads into that, but as I said today, like, you don't make it 17 years – you know, 18 if Hurd has his way, by accident, right? I mean, and there's so much more than just being good at basketball, right? So I would love to hear you kind of expound on that, because, you know, it's not, once you get to a certain time in your career, it can't just be about skill, right? Isn't the staying power about adaptability and professionalism? So you know, in terms of the young players, like how would you describe to them viability 17, 8, because there's only a small number of players who have done it that long.
Yeah, I think it's more so about the accountability and then adaptation to the game, being accessible, and, you know, always being active. I think that's one of the biggest things. Like throughout my whole career, I was always active. Like, I rarely missed basketball games. And when you see a guy that's always active and ready to go and never really on the injured side, you know, and always ready to go to war with his teammates, you start to gain a true respect for that guy, because he's literally there in battle with you every single night, right? So, you know, all throughout my career, you know, I played in most of the games. I've been active. I've been over 1,100 basketball games over my career. And a lot of guys can't say they've played 500 basketball games. And I've been, you know, fortunate and blessed enough to stay healthy enough to play over 1,100. So for me, it was always that, just making sure that I'm accessible and ready to play each and every night. And if guys realize that they need to be accessible and ready every night, then I think, you know, that's the remedy for, you know, teams believing in them, even when they start to lose the actual physical ability.
Here's one for you, Thad. We talk so much about everything you do when you're back in Memphis and about your career. We rarely ask you about sort of the state of the NBA, sort of as you see it, like through your lens. I'm just curious, when you look at the Grizzlies, sort of what they're expecting back on the roster, what they've got right now, it looks like it's pretty full up. Maybe have one open position going into the season. Oh, a contract. Anyway, going, where do they sort of stack up in a, what's a, I mean, you've seen it, Thad. The West has gotten, it's gotten younger. It's good, sure, but it's also younger with those teams at the top, like the OKCs, the Minnesotas. We just saw Dallas make a run. Sort of where do you see the Grizzlies as currently constructed, you know, assuming Jai's back and in there for a full season, where do you sort of see them stacking up in this West?
I think they're going to be fine. I think this season really gave them a chance and opportunity to get some really good young talent. Specifically, what's my guy's name? Gigi?
Yes, Gigi Jackson.
Gigi Jackson. I think he's a really good young talent that's going to be in the league for a really long time. You know, he has a great ability to play, and he's super young. I think that's one of the biggest things, too. He's super, super young. So gave them an opportunity to see what their young talent was like and how they can develop their young talent in a year. And they've done a really good job of that. And then you get a lot of guys back that were in rotation. You know, they might run into a logjam at certain positions because you get a lot of guys that was hurt last year that now, you know, may be expendable. You know what I'm saying? Just because of some of the guys that played with the young, that was on a young talented team last year. Obviously, they didn't win a lot of games, but it really put them in a position to where, you know, they can, get a pick, get them a center, right? And then also be able to have your guys who were not healthy come back.
Yep.
You know, so now that these guys are coming back, you really get a chance to see, you know, the Grizzlies that we seen, 2 years ago, mm-hmm. You know, where they were working shop throughout the league and with a mixture of good young talent. So I think they've done a really good job of that. I think the state of where they are is in a really good position. As long as, you know, all the guys stay healthy. I think one of the biggest parts that actually hurt them was losing, a point guard in Tyus Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Who's that?
Because
not having that guy behind Ja.
Yeah, because he was the guy behind Ja kind of running the show. His, you know, assist to turnover ratio is the best in the league. So taking care of the ball, low turnovers, making sure that the team is in a great space when Ja's off the floor. You know, now you do have some solid veterans in D Rose and Marcus Smart on the team, you know, but, they're older guys and they do different things, right? But at the end of the day, you know, the talent that they have surrounded around Ja and Desmond and Jaren, you know, I think they'll be fine and they'll be able to fare well. You know, probably I would probably say in that they fall in that probably like that 4-6 range right now as constructed.
Yeah.
Which is good. That's playoffs, right?
Absolutely.
With the ability to get into like a third spot if Ja comes back and he's ready to go, like, you know, as everybody thinks he will be.
Thad, I want to kind of talk to you about something that's sort of, culturally changing, not just in Memphis, but in the world, which is, you know, the state of high school. And once upon a time, you know, I mean, you, right? I mean, you're at Mitchell High School. You're a McDonald's All-American. You're a five-star. And I don't know if you ever, I don't even know if, you know, maybe Oak Hill was the big thing, you know, in 06. I don't know if you ever thought about going there. But, you know, you stuck it out at Mitchell. I assume you had a great relationship with the coach there. And you look and you fast forward to 2024. And I just saw, I think it was today or yesterday, that Keeper Jackson, who is sort of held up as one of the best in Memphis, he's leaving. He's going to Miami. And that, of course, follows a pattern. The best players in Memphis, you know, are going elsewhere, whether it's Montverde, Sunrise Christian, et cetera. Do you think that's a good thing for everybody? And maybe not the high school, obviously, but do you think that's the best route for players? And even if it is, what do you think it means for, you know, the local high school scene that used to be such a, you know, vital part and vibrant part of the Memphis sports DNA that feels like it's gone now?
I think for the city, it's a bad thing, obviously, because talent is leaving and going somewhere else to play. And the crazy part is, like, I literally was just having this conversation with her about, like, I was like, bro, we got to figure out how to grow our talent in the city. You know, we've been the last couple of years, you know, grouping guys and gathering guys with a lot of talent from outside of the city,
yep.
and then mixing them with inside of the city kids, obviously, right? But if we figure out a way to, you know, that's why Shoot 360 is open now, and that's why we're providing these opportunities. But if we figure out how to get these kids at such a young age and groom the talent the way we're supposed to and the way we have to, like, I think we'll have, you know, really good young talent. Like, we have a really good eighth going to ninth grade group right now that's in the city, right? With Braylon and DJ.
Yes, sir.
And all those guys. So those guys are like the future of the actual city. But when they get to being into their senior years, they leave because they've destroyed the city. And it's now time to see what these other avenues have for me. But if we figure out a way to get the talent across the board in the city, as opposed to teaming up, everybody goes to their own schools like back in the day, stay in your district, and yeah. everybody plays against each other. You know what I'm saying? Now it's more competitive.
Yes. I'm even cool with the, you know, back in the day, like, we knew, like, certain dudes didn't even live in that. I'm cool with that. It's just as long as everybody's in the city, you know what I mean?
right. But the thing, I think the biggest thing now is, like, these prep schools, they're gathering all this talent, and then, you know, guys are having that urge and want for more. And with the urge and want for more, you know, the prep school, and let's not get this wrong, the prep school talent is just so much better because they're playing essentially against other AAU teams that are stacked, but they're in the prep school level, right? So you have the Nike Scholastic League, you know, you got IMG that plays in their own leagues and stuff like that. So all these kids are starting to want to go to these different leagues because all the kids from, you know, other cities are now starting to join all these prep schools. And the prep schools are putting together the talent, and they're traveling just like a, you know, AAU program. The AAU structure is now taking over into the high school level.
What's it been? You touched on it a little bit, but what's it been like watching your sons not just grow, but get serious about the game? And what's TJ's 2029, isn't he?
Yeah, TJ is 29. Taylor's 2031. He's a young 2031. But, I mean, just watching both of them grow over the course of this summer and really dive into their games, like, one thing I've realized, you know, with being around this whole summer and going to every single game is that, you know, you have to coach them in two different ways. Mm-hmm. And because I have two different sons with two different personalities. One is very crazy and the other one is very laid back with a laid back demeanor like me. So the younger son is always frustrated and pissed off, but then you have, you know, my older son who his game is a little bit more refined, a little bit more developed, and he has the same build and same model and makeup as me. So for him, things are a little bit easier. And then my youngest son is kind of playing upper age group, so it's a little bit harder for him. But TJ, like, just watching his game grow, like his ability to shoot the basketball, his ability to rebound and push the break. You know, he can play 1-5 right now, and he does a very good job of, you know, being active on defense. And, I mean, like, he's thinking the game out as opposed to just playing the game, and that's something that I didn't have when I was 13 years old, 13, 14 years old.
He lefty like you, Dad?
Unfortunately, me and my wife are lefties, and both of my kids are right-handed.
Wow.
I don't know how this happened, but, you know, it is what it is.
Hey, man, I hear y'all head down, have a good time at Disney. And we've probably held you too long, but, man, can't tell you. Go ahead.
Yeah, we're going to enjoy this Disney World before they get school started, man.
Yes, sir.
So, hey, let me add, before you leave, what's the Thad, you know, Disney experience like?
It's pass, fast, pass. They get, like, VIP pass, I bet.
Yeah, man, we skipping the lines, brother. We ain't
it's a whole other thing.
I'm going to pay the extra fee, and we're going to skip the lines. We're trying to ride every ride.
Exactly.
And we trying to get through the whole park in a day, and so we can go in the next day and enjoy Universal, and then we're gonna stay at this new resort called Evermore Resort. It's supposed to be like one of the top resorts in Orlando.
Nice.
They saying Universal is just, I mean, like, lapping Disney right now, bro. That's what they're saying in the streets right now, bro.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, look, we're going to both. So
they'll be able to tell us.
As long as my kids get to have the best experience possible when we go, I'm good with whatever.
Hey, I ask Mrs. Young if she wants, if we're going to be buying the Daily Memphian in the future. You know, if we'll just buy them out. You know what I mean?
I think you seen her Instagram post yesterday. She was pretty pissed,
that
man.
Thing.
I think she might have blocked them.
I'm trying to tell you. Please tell her that John was very accountable. That he obviously admitted the mistake, but that we're going to get everybody straightened out, and that
I can only speak for me.
Hey man, look, we not worried about that, man.
We worrying about
the community and providing jobs and like I said and doing what we do best, man, giving back. And blessing others and trying to make sure that we bring our community along with us. That's it.
We're going to need you to come back and run for office here down the road as well, Thad. You do so much for town.
Hey, I don't know about the running for office, man. I might be doing something else. If not, I'm going to be on a beach somewhere with a margarita in hand.
Well deserved.
You deserve it. Thanks, Dad.
Appreciate you, brother. Thank you, man.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
He is Thad Young. Great stuff, man. I always enjoy the talks, you know, because, again, when you make it, you know, in the NBA for that long, like, it's so much beyond being a good basketball
player. So I was telling Jeff, you got to put that work into staying, the sustaining and keeping the contracts coming.
Exactly.
Imagine how the hours that go into that, not just the workouts, but what you do, your body, what goes into your body, all that's got to be controlled.
Yeah, like people don't consider, like, they just think, oh, if you're an awesome basketball, but you're not an awesome basketball player and you're 14, bro. So why are you still on rosters, right? Because you bring
you're disciplined
different.
In a way that most athletes are not, John.
Yeah, and you bring a certain quality.
I mean, it's a professional level that most don't get to.
It's like your locker room presence is valued for some reason, right? So what's that reason? Is it because you have good vibes, you have good energy, you work hard in practice, you lift the competitive? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Thad does
that. These guys checked all the boxes,
and a lot of people can't, like, a lot of people have hard times adjusting to being that. You know, we've seen that in Memphis. How many times have we seen that in Memphis, right? Like, AI had such a hard time with it, you know, and that's why it ultimately flamed out. But
how about the vision of trying to keep the Memphis basketball talent?
I love that.
Here.
I love that.
Out of a sort of a big, huge complex that provides it all.
That's
interesting, huh?
Yes, it is.
So, I like the approach there.
Yep.
And it has a bigger mission than maybe I said.
I
thought, okay, this is great. This is all kids in town, whether they're with Team Thad or not, can all get, you know, training, and that's a great business endeavor. But clearly, there's a bigger vision there.
Absolutely.
And it comes out of something you touched on about these young men that are now leaving, you know, not finishing up their high school years in Memphis, that kind of thing. Sounds like they want to keep a little bit of that, keep more of that together.
Exactly. So, anyway, good stuff.
Appreciate
from
Thad.
As always, great get by you.
Nah, he's a great sport, man. And
yeah.
Like I told you, I knew he wasn't going to come out here and cook you.
For sure.
But now his wife might still.
Well, you know, and again, that
And we love Mrs. Young.
We'd have to sort of vet that one a little harder. But that interview, we might have to record that one.
You're going to get cursed out.
But you know what?
I don't even think she'd do that to you.
I am a believer, though, in people getting their flowers, right? That's the thing. And I hate that I messed up an opportunity to do that for Thad. And that is what I have to deal with, you know, on a personal level. But all I can do is be genuine and honest about my thoughts on it. So, anyway, good stuff there from Thad. We'll come back with the rundown. Stick around. Jason and John, RDTRN FM, ESPN.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!